This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Game 3 of the World Series is in the books.
2-2 to Torres. Bouncing ball towards the middle. Edmund with a spin and a throw. And the Dodgers dominate Game 3. They're a win away from a world championship.
A string of ballot box fires this month is raising questions over election safety. CBS News reporter Nicole Skanga has more.
In Vancouver, Washington, officials say hundreds of ballots were destroyed when they went up in smoke after a fire suppression system did not work as it should have. A small number of ballots were also damaged in Portland, Oregon, and they're investigating a third similar incident at another nearby ballot box earlier this month. This is the Department of Homeland Security warns some individuals online are calling for the sabotage of ballot drop boxes, circulating their methods on forums typically used by domestic violent extremists.
Vice President Kamala Harris called it racist rhetoric. Still others continue to condemn Sunday's Madison Square Garden rally by former President Donald Trump. Here's CBS News correspondent Nicole Killey.
The Trump campaign has made clear that it didn't vet these comments, and an official did tell us in a statement that this does not reflect the views of the former president or the Trump campaign.
Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos defended a decision to stop the paper from endorsing a candidate.
I'm Peter King. In an op-ed piece in the Post, Jeff Bezos writes that in a business based on credibility, endorsement creates a perception of bias and non-independence. And he writes that newspaper endorsements really do nothing to turn an election one way or another. Bezos admits that the president of his space company, Blue Origin, met with Donald Trump the day the announcement came out, but calls that a coincidence. He says there was no quid pro quo, and neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris were consulted about the decision. Peter King, CBS News.
A large Day of the Dead altar built by a family in California was set to be torn down. KCBS reporter Matt Bigler has the story.
The altar was built by Miguel Maruyama and his son in honor of their beloved dog, who died shortly after they became homeless. But the shrine is on state-owned property, and Caltrans was scheduled to remove it. But Maruyama says at the last minute, they were allowed to keep it up, at least until after the Day of the Dead.
But now I'm happy, but I'm still worried, like, what's going to happen after that?
Israeli lawmakers passed two laws that could threaten the work of part of the United Nations providing aid to Gaza. Under the first law, an agency for Palestinian refugees would be banned from working inside Israel. The second law severs diplomatic ties.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon, Target.com, or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon, Target.com, or NewNordicUSA.com.
How polarized are we? A new Johns Hopkins University study knows.
Nearly half of Americans think members of the opposing political party are evil.
Republicans that believe that Trump won the 2020 election, more than 50% of them think that Democrats are evil, but there's almost 50% of Democrats that think Republicans are evil.
Scott Warren, a fellow at SNF Agora Institute, says this is troubling.
Going into the election next week, that's obviously a very worrisome sign. It also demonstrates that irrespective of what happens in the election, there's going to be significant work to be done on the other side to try to get American politics back to a place where we can work with the other side.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
A criminal court in Paris postponed actor Gerard Depardieu's trial due to health issues. Lawyers for the actress say he's having heart trouble and diabetes-related problems. Depardieu was about to face charges that he sexually assaulted two women on a film set in 2021. The trial is seen as a moment for France's Me Too movement. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a stray shower overnight, we'll see plenty of clouds, upper 50s by sunrise, gusty south winds to nearly 30 miles per hour. Now, we will see plenty of sunshine develop for Tuesday. Breezy south winds continue with highs in the mid-70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo. Down. Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way. Up on. You know what I'm saying.
There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sure. For your love, I bring you diamond rings. gentle ballroom queen in reverse. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it out my mind. It's a honky-tonk blues. Give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
I told you. news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah, hold on.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Gone.
And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown.